welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And today I think we need to talk a little bit about the banned tool list.
Uh-oh.
For those of you who have been watching on Facebook, there's been a series of banned tool pictures.
Maybe. Okay, yeah.
So here's the deal.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. Donna's a little wild with tools.
Now.
And has a habit of using things for purposes that they were not designed for.
Everything has more than one purpose.
Often it does. However, I think
that's creativity.
Usually, tools are designed for a specific purpose, and they work best when used for that purpose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The best example is my kitchen knives.
They're great. They cut right through the soil just perfectly.
And they are not screwdrivers.
Oh, they're good for that too.
No.
And prying.
No. So that's the kind of thing that has created the banned tool list. Oh, and there's the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to use most power tools because I might cut something off or, I don't know, stick it in my eye. I don't remember all the stuff that you have said about that. You know, everybody's going to put their eye out, you know.
Right.
I see eyeless people all the time because they have been careless with their tools.
And if you are not properly supervised, you will use these tools in any number of unsafe ways.
Yeah. I don't think they're unsafe.
I know. That's part of the problem.
I think we disagree about the definition of safety, maybe.
Yes, I am sure that we do. And okay. She has been on a mission to find every tool on the property and determine whether it's on the banned list or
not. Well, if it's not on the banned list, the way that I see it, then I should be able to use it however I want to. So, yes, I have been finding some things that were not on the specific banned list for when I'm here by myself.
I wish all of you listeners could have seen the look on her face when she just said that. It included air quotes and eye rolling.
Oh yeah, there was an air quote there.
Yeah. I've seen people volunteering to come your supervisor.
I've had some really good volunteers to help me make
all
sure
of these volunteers are that I've seen so far are people that I know who would get you into even more trouble.
Oh, no.
And would come up with other tools and uses for those tools that would not be safe.
I think we've had some really good applications. And in fact, we had another one yesterday at the market.
And I put the kibosh on that one too, because it was someone who's worked with you before and I know comes up with things for you to try that you shouldn't.
Okay. Well, it was kind of weird though at the market yesterday. I didn't even realize people were interested in this storyline about the band tools and other things. You know, today I found electric fence, which I thought was super cool.
Oh, because let's talk electric fence.
Uh-huh.
So at one point we did put a small electric fence.
It was little.
Around the garden because raccoons and rabbits and who knows what were getting into the garden and eating the tiny little vegetables.
Right, which I don't like that part.
So we put a small electric fence around the garden. And I wanted to make sure it was on. Guess who volunteers to go touch it?
Well, I found out it was on.
Yeah.
Really? Well, here, yeah. I'll touch it.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And then, oh, what are some of the other rules? You don't get to use the chainsaw if I'm not home. No. Because you'll cut your leg off.
Right. There's a lot of those kinds of things. I'm not supposed to build much of a fire, tiny little
The main
spark.
Rule is...
I can't burn down the house. I won't burn down the house.
Right.
I don't want to burn down the house. I try to be careful.
Oh, her idea of careful and my idea of careful are very, very different.
Oh, whatever.
A fire that is torching the trees.
But, no.
I've seen it.
Okay. But I have found other things that just hand tools
with extremely sharp edges that she swings around through the air, chopping and
hacking. But some stuff needs hacked. I mean, we have big weeds.
True.
Okay, so we did have some people, because I have been finding these things as soon as she goes to work. Before I get in the garden, I've been going out and seeing what I can get into. What I can use that will help me
do a better job. I see what you did there.
That's what I mean.
Right.
So I have found some all kinds of interesting tools. And so I've posted some pictures and said, this was not on the banned list. This is not on the banned list.
Mm-hmm.
And... apparently, people are getting a kick out of that.
They are.
Because I had several comments at the market yesterday. I even had someone that came up and asked to see my hands. I thought, okay, yeah, my hands are probably stained with soil because it's gardening season. So I showed her my hands and she just laughed and she said, oh, good, all the digits are there. I said, well, of course they are.
Yeah.
But apparently she was following this
story.
True story, though.
You know, it's really not a tall tale.
No.
It's an actual...
because I like to find useful tools.
Right. So I've kind of put out the word that while I'm gone to work, I need someone to be here and... supervise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not finding anyone who will supervise to the level that I believe needs to occur.
Well, I like some of the applications.
I know that you do. My concern is growing now that you are, for all practical purposes, retired.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be here doing these things more and more and thinking of more and more things to do.
I do have more time to think.
And you aren't rushing up to check email or rushing out on your lunch hour. And you're just totally focused on the farm now and finding more banned tools, apparently.
We have a lot. I had no idea.
I'm sure.
I haven't even been to the barn yet.
Right. Since there are... no appropriate supervisors that are coming through, and you are, I'm going to say, hell-bent on finding more banned equipment, it's clear that I need to be here to supervise you myself.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, I do. You obviously cannot be trusted around tools, so... effective July 1, 2019, I will be a full-time farmer and writer.
As much as it's hard on me, I think that deserves some cowbell.
Thank you. I appreciate the cowbell. And honestly, we are both excited to launch into this full-time. We've been building this business, both of us part-time and in the margins.
Oh, yeah.
And for the past...
I don't even know. I'm not sure how we've gotten to this point.
I don't
really.
Know either. We've done a lot. We've started...
We haven't slept some.
I mean,
we haven't had vacations.
We have spent all of our extra time and energy building this business over 4 years. But that's what we want
to do.
Absolutely.
That's what we want to do, and we believe that's what we're called to do.
And we are now at a place where we're both going to do it full time.
Yay!
And I am super excited.
I'm excited that you have this nice studio inside that you'll be spending a lot of time writing.
I will need to adjust my writing schedule to ensure.
Let me see the window. Oh, yeah. You've got a nice view here.
Yeah. I do have a view of the fire pit from my studio.
But I can't see the barn from here.
No, but I have some lovely writing areas outside, too.
Oh.
And I can bring my iPad outside, or you know what? Even a good old-fashioned pencil and paper, and I can write outside.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm glad to have you here.
Oh, boy. It really sounded like it.
No, I really am. So. I'm really glad that... I'm really excited about, we have had opportunities we've had to pass up, and I believe there's so many, we have so many ideas and things that we want to do. There's trainings that we want to do. There's some different artistic areas.
Absolutely.
That we both want to explore, and I'm excited.
I am too, and I think the sky's the limit now for Five Feline Farm.
Yep. So watch out.
Absolutely. And we will be building. We will be talking about our efforts and the direction that we go on this podcast, on our blog, on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere that we are. There's going to be something exciting to follow.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some ideas of some other areas to expand. That,
absolutely.
You know, maybe some speaking opportunities and I don't know what all. Who knows? But we have some good ideas, and now we can implement those because we will be completely focused on our business. And that is super duper cool. And it's really cool that you can't see the whole farm from your studio.
Yeah, I will be out and about on the farm supervising.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.